Presbyterians and Baptists.
Okay.
Which is the largest church?
I think the Baptist is.
Well, now you know the Baptists never have called themselves Parkintons.
I'm not sure.
I've been told that. I've been in the name Baptist. They tell me that the Baptists have actually never declared themselves Protestants or Catholics either.
Huh.
But you know that Catholics say, are Protestants, but
yeah.
Well, and since the days of the Reformation, they didn't go along with the Protestant end there or something, but
yeah.
Of course they didn't go as Catholics either. We know that. They are Protestants.
Yeah.
But I don't think they call themselves a Protestant denomination.
There's so many different Protestant Baptist churches.
Oh, you said a mouthful of
that.
Well, there's so many types of all of them, man. You just ain't the Baptist.
Yeah. Okay, if some people become members of a church, you say
they're brothers.
Or they go up the church. They
join the church.
Okay. And you go to church to pray to
the Lord.
Or another
God.
Name? Huh?
God or Jesus Christ.
Okay. And the preacher preaches
rest. Family.
Okay. And say the choir and the organ provide the
same.
Or provide
music.
Okay. And if you really like the music, you'd say, oh, that music was just
wonderful.
Or just beautiful. Okay. And the enemy of God's called the
devil.
Okay. Any other names?
Satan.
Okay. What did he tell children was going to come get him?
The bad man.
Okay. And do you remember, say, around here, maybe there'd be one house or something that everybody would be scared to go near?
Sure, a hand house.
Okay. Do you remember any stories
about? Oh, yes. Oh, God. Stories about hand houses, you know. But I don't know when this girl was real.
Yeah. I guess the people who tell it believed it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, used to be always somebody getting out of a place where people come out and you hear knocking in the attic and all that.
Yeah.
I never go into that much.
Yeah. What would people say that they'd see at a graveyard?
Lights.
Huh?
They'd see lights. They'd see a woman standing in a white robe and all that stuff. You always heard that about this. Graveyard stories.
They said they'd see lights.
See ghosts.
Yeah.
They said ghosts, you know. It'd be a light, a woman in a white robe walking around, something like that.
Well, I heard some of that may be true. I mean, there may be a scientific reason for, like, seeing lights or something.
Could be.
Like, it has something to do with the body, how it used to disintegrate, you know, and chemicals mixing or something.
It should be.
I guess it really... Okay, you might tell someone, well, I'll go if you insist, but I'd...
Rather not.
Okay. Okay, someone owned, say, 500 acres of land. You say that he owned a
farm.
Or
a ranch.
Okay. Would you ever use the word a right smart of land or a good deal of land?
Yeah, right smart, a good deal.
Okay, how do you use this word right smart?
I just suppose we ordinarily just suppose that to a big farm, right smart in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how to right smart, but whatever that's done.
Yeah.
What's that right smart in it?
How else do you use the word right smart?
Huh?
How else do you use the word right
smart? Something big or famous or something, you say that's right smart.
Yeah. Would you talk about, say, it rained right smart?
Yeah, right smart of rain, yeah.
Okay. What about right smart of money?
Yeah, right smart of money.
Okay.
That's sharp too, a little bit.
What, right smart
right smart. Money? Right smart, anyway.
Okay. If someone says something kind of surprising and you kind of resented them saying that, you might say, well, the very...
The very idea.